This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College about Venezuela and the expectation that Nicolas Maduro, the illegitimate president of Venezuela, a deeply troubled country, a failed state, anticipating the presidential election in July, has not only banned the opposition candidate who would overwhelm him in a straight vote, Machado, but he's also directed his state security services to arrest and harass members of the opposition parties. Evan Ellis lays it out very clearly. Questions remain about what the U.S. can do about this, because there was a dialogue between the Biden administration and Caracas about lifting sanctions these last months. And now there will be an election, which the White House insisted upon, but it's a false face of an election. The opposition is constrained, persecuted, harassed. The major candidate, the one who would overwhelm him in the vote, is proscribed. Naming an alternative is very difficult for the opposition right now. They're struggling with it. So here's Evan Ellis to describe Venezuela. Remember, Venezuela is in the company of Moscow, Tehran, Beijing, Havana, Managua. This is part of the axis of resistance in the Americas. Evan Ellis, the preparation for the phony election of July 2024 in Venezuela.
Well, what Maduro and security services like the Sabine, for example, have done is that they've kind of gone after opposition figures one at a time. And so there are a whole series of people that they've gone after on trumped up charges, supposedly of conspiring against the government in different ways. Most recently, two people who were close to Machado, Henry Alvarez and Indignora Hernandez, were picked up. There were warrants put out for seven other people affiliated with Maria Corina Machado, including the person who was supposedly her initial replacement, Magali Media, before she named Yaris. Prior to that, another one of her close aides, a woman by the name of Rocio San Miguel, was also picked up. And so it's interesting. You saw the same thing with the previous leadership, where oftentimes Maduro will not directly go after the leading opposition figure, but he'll start basically picking up people around them on trumped up charges to foment divisions and uncertainty and confusion. So it seems like it's a similar playbook that we're seeing play out now, sadly, as we move towards the elections.
More of this later.